What's up, everybody? It's Sam with Rowdy Alternative. Today we're here with Emily Woodhull. How are you doing?
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. So I guess before we get into anything, just kind of let us know what you're up to right now with the new year kind of just kicking off. It's February, but you know, it's still the beginning of the year. Just let us know, like, maybe shows, or are you writing any? What are you up to?
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of writing. I had surgery at the beginning of mid-January to fix my deviated septum, so I had a lot of time just kind of like laying around. I wasn't allowed to really do anything, especially with this thing. So writing seemed kind of like really just kind of write. And I've got a new single on the way, and I'm booking a bunch of shows right now, and I'm looking to finish up booking my tour in like April and May. So I'm pretty excited about that. Playing at a lot of new places, so really
cool. Looking forward to it. Yeah, it's exciting. Trying to keep busy this year.
Trying my best, yeah.
Right on. Well, Emily, before we hop into anything too much, just to give people kind of some background on where you're from and, you know, just how you got started, I guess give us the kind of story in a nutshell on how you got started. I did a bit of a deep dive today. You're from D.C. or something like that, right? Give us your story there.
So I grew up on Capitol Hill in D.C., which is like kind of like opposite of country, I feel like, country music, spent my whole life in the city and never really truly felt home there. And so I went to the JMU for school, which is in Harrisonburg, Virginia, which is in like the heart of the Shenandoah Valley. And I really fell in love with Virginia there, and I realized college was not for me. So I moved back home, and then about a year later, I moved to Fredericksburg, Virginia. And that's where I really kind of got my start playing around local shows and just playing around for folks. And I mean, music's kind of been like my whole life. It's the only thing that ever made sense to me in my brain. Like, I was not really a good student. barely made it through in one of my classes. But music is the only thing that ever made sense. I started piano when I was like 5 and guitar when I was 11 and started singing and rope and bike nights and stuff when I was about like 14 or 15. And just always felt like there was something there when I was performing for people, and it just took me a long time to build the confidence to finally try and make it work as a job. So started doing music full time in August of 2023, and here we are now.
That's awesome. So can you kind of give us an idea on, because I think of Virginia, obviously I think of like the Appalachian music, maybe stuff like that goes on around there. Can you kind of give us an idea on what the scene was like around there, whether it was local or anything like that? Like, what did the music scene look like from where you like started to cut your teeth?
So Fredericksburg has like a pretty good scene. There's a lot of talented folks in our town. I mean, there's one guy who won The Voice back in 2023 from our city. So, so got a lot of talented people here, but it's a wide, variety. He's more, I feel like, rock, and then got like a lot of local metal bands, and then just a lot of singer-songwriter vibes. And the community is really cool. They kind of took me in. A lot of some of the local guys like let me perform during their shows, like on like one of their breaks, or just let me hop on stage to sing like a couple, which meant a lot to me because, I was still pretty new into the town when I moved here, and they were letting me do that. And it was nerve-wracking because I was not used to performing in bars and stuff. I was more performing in, like, high school open mic nights. It was, like, the last time I really, like, played in the crowd. And so they really just kind of took me in and really, like, supported, my sound and, like, what I was doing, and just kind of became friends with everybody, and kind of try and help each other out when we can with shows. Like, I have a lot of friends, if I have something come up, be like, can you take this? I can't make it, and vice versa. We kind of try and help each other out.
Yeah, so it's like very like community driven. Like, it's more community than competition, kind of.
Yeah, very much so. And I've dealt with some folks in like Northern Virginia, where I felt more like a competition, but in my city, at least, it was very much like, let's try and help each other out. We can all play shows. We can even do stuff together. Sometimes we'll do. We did like a when the hurricanes hit back in like fall of 2024. We put on like a big relief show, and there was like 8 or 9 of us playing together, trying to raise money. And we were all just like, yeah, totally, let's do it. Like, just trying to really help our community and help others when we can. That's like kind of an important thing that I try to do.
Yeah.
good folks in this town. So.
Yeah, absolutely. When I think of like artists starting out, like, you know, they say like, I started playing music at this time. I started playing guitar or whatever. What always interests me is how they get into writing lyrics, songwriting. Like when did you know that you had a knack for that and like really wanted to go down that road?
Honestly, only like a couple years ago, I used to really get in my head and was really overthinking when I was writing. Like melodies and chords really come easily for me. Like I can understand it better than writing lyrics. And my dad actually used to get a lot of ideas for lyrics, and he would email me his ideas, and then I would sit down and try and write to those. And that's like one of the first songs I ever wrote was from, I got to write with my dad. But lyrically, like for me, when I did a lot of co-writes back in 2023, I learned a lot and realized like you can just kind of write down anything, and then you know you can always move on from it if you need to. And even just like a few months ago, I was still kind of overthinking it, and I got to talk to big songwriter I'm a really big fan of, was Nicholas Jamerson. I meet him, and I was like, do you have any advice? And he was like, you can just write it down, because if you write a bad song, you can just write another one. And like taking a song that maybe you're not comfortable with, but there's like one line, you can like transfer it over. So I'm still kind of learning and figuring it out. And I went through like a lot of stuff in 2024, just really hard breakup, and then moving, and then 2025 was also a really hard year. Like I lost my best friend and just a whole bunch of stuff, and I'm now finally like sitting down and like really just like writing it out and being like telling myself, don't be scared to write it down, because the main goal that I have when releasing music is just, I just want to impact people, and realizing as I'm writing, like, this could help somebody, or this could do that, or you know, even if it's I'm still figuring it out, but I'm still like just trying to tell myself, like, don't be scared to, to write it down.
Absolutely. It is cool when I'd imagine, like, I mean, it's cool enough as a fan of music when you connect with a song. I'd imagine as an artist, that has to be pretty damn cool too. Like when like a stranger's like, oh, this song meant so much to me. Like, how's that feel?
Oh, it was so cool. I mean, my first single, Virginia, I'm Home, is like a love letter to Virginia. And it took off a lot more than I thought it would, because it was my first song. I wasn't really expecting like a lot of people to really listen to it, and I was wrong, thankfully, very thankful. But this one woman, I'll always remember this, she messaged me. She's from the Valley, but she's been living in Michigan for like over 20 years. She was like, your song means so much to me. You know, it really makes me homesick. Anytime I miss Virginia, like I listen to your stuff, because it just means something. And to have that happen just so early, I was like, it was just such a cool experience to just have people. And it still happens today. Like, I'll get a few messages and just being like, thank you for writing this. Like, I love Virginia. I'm not from here, but I moved here because I love it. And your song captures that. And that was like the whole goal. So,
yeah.
It's just been a really cool experience for people to be like, hey, your song means something. When I was really scared that it wouldn't mean anything. So.
Yeah. And I'd imagine, like, as a songwriter, like, when artists write, like that, I feel like it's just such a personal thing, right? Because it's your thing that you're putting on paper, and then like when it does connect with like random people, like I feel like that's kind of like there's a cool like cosmic thing there. I don't know, it's pretty wild. And also, I'm gonna try, this is always very hard to explain without sounding like kind of crazy, but when you write, how do you know when like the song's finished? When you do you ever worry about overdoing it or underdoing it? Is there no way of knowing? Like, how do you navigate that?
A lot of the stuff that I'm working on now is still like, is this dumb? Like, so I'll play it over and over, and then I'll sit on it and try and work on something else, and then go back to it and then play it again, and then be like, okay, yeah, like I don't think I need to touch this anymore. And I do rely a lot, like, I just value a lot of people's opinions, so I'll share it to a few of, like, my friends, you know, ones who work in, who are songwriters and ones who are not, to be like, can you just let me know what you think? And if they all are, we're all kind of in agreement, be like, I think this is, we're good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I am, like, the biggest overthinker you could ever meet. So even when it comes to my songs, I'm like, are we good? Like, I don't even know. So yeah, it's to me, it's just there's a couple that I've done where I'm like, yeah, I don't need to touch this anymore, especially like lyrically. I'm like, I think I got the message across. So let's just try and put some chords together and see what we come up with.
Yeah, for sure. So do you do co-writing pretty often?
I did it a few years ago. So 2023, I got to go. So I actually, like, almost like 5 years ago, I got like a developmental deal. And so the way I kind of describe it is they're kind of like a GPS system, and they're kind of like guiding me through and navigating. So I got to go to Nashville. They paired me with 7 writers and wrote 8 songs in the span of like a week. And it was a very cool experience. I got to learn a lot from co-writing. Besides that, I was just writing what my dad was sending me. And so it was really cool to see how they do it. And then I've now planned a lot of co-writes for when I go back to Tennessee next month. And I'm looking forward to it because a lot of the stuff that I'm writing when I'm alone, because of all the shit that I went through, it's kind of sad. So I'm like, can you write like a happy song, please? Like, I try and co-write when I can, scheduling it, because you can really absorb a lot from even like your friends or just other, you know, songwriters and see how they do things and just kind of learn.
Was that kind of hard to switch to, like from just writing, like you said, from your dad's stuff, or was that kind of a big step to take? Like, oh man, I'm going to go sit in with these 5 other people or whatever.
Yeah, I was really nerve wracking because, like the first thing I did, it was just one of the writers. So I was like, cool, we're going to segue into this because like I'd never written a song with like sitting down with anyone before until this point. And everybody was so nice too. And so they were just like, what do you want to write about? And I was like, let's figure it out. Like, before I went, I had to write down a bunch of song title ideas. I would write up like 20 a week or 30 every other week or something like that. And then in the session, they'd be like, okay, let's look at this list. Let's grab like a few. What made you think of this? And what made you think of that? So like, when I wrote Virginia, I'm Home, I had that title. And they're like, what does this mean to you? And I explained it. And they're like, that's what we're going to write about. And even like, some of it wasn't just like songwriting, like from that list of ideas, my guitar was a gift, and I told the story of the gift, and my ex-boyfriend bought me my dream guitar very early into our relationship, and it's a beautiful Taylor, and I was like, why did you do this? And he was like, because you wanted it. And so I told that story, and they were like, that's what we're going to write about. The song was called Just Because. So it's also just kind of like, learn, like, just telling them my life and just catching up, and then be like, that sounds interesting. I think we could write about that. Another just the list of being like, well, what were you thinking that day? And I was like, well, someone's gonna be like an asshole, and you're kind of tired of dealing with their shit. That's what my next thing was about, called Run with the Devil, where it's like, if you keep digging this, we're not gonna get too far, we're not gonna be able to keep going in this if you're gonna keep going to the bar with your friends and not hanging out. It's like, not from personal experience, but that idea just came, that song title came, and then we just rolled with it. So it was just very absorbent of seeing how they all do things.
Yeah, and like nothing really like bad could come from that. Like, it's cool to learn different methods of like songwriting and like stuff. Like, when you are working with other people, I'd imagine.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So let's talk a bit about your sound, because in the current landscape, at least the country music I listen to, it's very like, the genre lines are very blurred. You have so many different sounds and styles that can encompass different parts of the country or whatever. Like it's everywhere. So I guess just plainly, like, how would you describe your own sound?
It's definitely different. I feel like I grew up listening to a lot of like alt rock, and like in high school I was like a huge Catfish and the Bottlemen fan, and then I was like a fangirl of like 21 Pilots, so it's like this like ukulele weird drum stuff, and then, like, this British alt rock band, it's vastly different. And even today, I take a lot of inspiration from Appalachian songwriters, and then as well as I'm a really big Red Dirt fan. I mean, you can see my posters.
Oh, yeah, I've been looking at them.
I've got quite a bit. White Flores, Jason Isbell, yeah. Jewelers. Like, I take inspiration from all of them, and kind of, I feel like every other, you know, some of the songs sound a lot different than the other ones do, and I think you can kind of hear the influence of what I was listening to at the time of when I was writing it. So, like, a lot of the stuff I'm writing now, I'm really listening to a bunch of, like, Nick Jamerson and, like, Cole Chaney and all these, like, Appalachian songwriters. It's really just kind of, like, and, like, old-time with Childers, you know, just really focused on, like, lyrically and, like, really, like, the acoustic guitar and stuff. And then Running with the Devil, you know, when I was writing it with Rose Falcone, she asked, like, what are you listening to? I was like, I'm a really big Coe Wetzel fan. Like, we even, like, threw his name in the verse, and it's very heavy on, like, the drums and, like, the rock yep. side. And so I think every song I have just kind of sways differently.
But yeah.
Definitely Americana.
Yeah.
Definitely in the country-esque side of things.
Yeah, it's funny. Like, that's what I was kind of leaning toward, like the Americana thing, which even today, like, to me at least, like I live in Kentucky, so I'm kind of by the Appalachia stuff too. But Americana is like such a huge umbrella. Like, I feel like it's hard to even describe what it is. Like, and I think that's a great thing. Like there's so many different, like, some Red Dirt guys consider themselves Americana, some Appalachian guys. Yeah. You got, like, it's so different. And I think that's, like, a really cool, if you had to be put in a genre, which, you know, you don't have to be, but, like, if you would choose one, I think Americana's a pretty good place to be at right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I got to go to Americana Fest in September, this past September for the first time, and it was really cool. Like,
how was that? I've always wanted to check that out.
You should go. It was sick. I got to go for, like, the whole time, and just being able to meet a lot of, like, artists who are also there, just, like, networking as well. It was really cool, and, you know, I was at Charles Wesley Goblin's showcase, and I got to meet, Cash Culpepper. I got to meet him there.
Oh, man, yeah.
Which was really cool, and then, you know, again, massive Nick Jamerson fan, and his album came out that week, so I got to go to a showcase and hear those songs live, which was just really cool. And he's just somebody I take a lot of inspiration in, and that's why I go to a lot of concerts as well when I can. I see, like, and the posters and stuff, because I really absorb seeing these shows and just take a lot of inspiration from what they're doing and being like, this is what I want to do. Or, like, I really love how they do this or that. Or just seeing a lot of inspiration. And Americana Fest was just filled with that. And also just getting to meet so many really nice folks. A big Ken Pomeroy fan as well. Mm-hmm. She's from Oklahoma, and she puts on a hell of a show. Like,
yeah.
And the Drop Times, and it was just so cool. Just to see all that music in one weekend was incredible. Yeah, I got to see Nolan Hoff from the station, and that was absolutely insane right after the Americana Awards. Just having all that talent just confined into one really big, albeit chaotic weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. You mentioned Cassius there, and I just got to say something real quick. Like, I saw him at, you're a Red Dirt fan, so have you heard of Caffrey by chance in Stillwater?
Yeah, in Stillwater.
Yeah, so we went to that this past year. I think it was May, and he played, like, the after party on the last day of Caffrey, and then he just put that new album out, and, like, his pop-off is going to be nuts. Like, this is his year, for sure. That might be album of the year for me, like, already.
Really? So I was listening to it the other day. I haven't finished it yet, but Southern Man, I think that's Marcus King, too. Yeah. I listened to Marcus King for, like, 6 years, 5 years? Like, it was really cool to just hear his guitar. Like, sick. You can hear him playing, you're like, that's Marcus King.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. He sticks out.
Very much. I think it was also
I believe. Yeah.
I really.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
incredible. And I got to I went to the Opry Next Stage event back in December. It was at the Category 10 downtown and on Broadway. And Cassius was there in Irina. It was just, and Caitlin Butts, like, it was just a really cool show. And hearing him was just like, damn. Like, those vocals are insane. This guy's a blow up. He deserved it too. So.
Right. Yeah, hell yeah. So moving on a bit, like we were talking about, like it's obviously, like we were saying, it's, you know, New Year just kicked off. Do you have like any, well, first off, have you had so far like an oh shit moment that comes to your mind? Like any stories like that, that like where you're like, I'm doing the damn thing, like whether it be like playing on a stage or in the writer's room, anything, like have you been like, wow, like I'm actually doing this?
Yeah, I just got some shows booked in like Iowa, and I've never been to Iowa.
Wow.
And, yeah, and that's in April, and then actually like next week I fly out to Oklahoma, and I'm playing in Dobby's Bar, which is in Dewey, and then a few days later I'm playing in Stillwater at a bar with two other artists, and I'm just like, oh shit, I'm like traveling to go do this stuff. This is really cool. Like, and that was my goal for the year. You know, my goal was like, I want to play outside of Virginia. Just like a cool show outside of the state.
Right.
And it's kind of it's already happening very quickly. And so I'm very thankful that I have just friends in the industry who want to help me. And also just, you know, the networking that I've done is like coming through, and seeing the results of it has just been like phenomenal. And yeah, definitely, because I'm just, again, such a big Red Dirt fan, like massive Turnpike fan, massive Wyatt fan, just like,
yeah,
you know, Caution and Ravi, just like, oh shit, I'm playing in Stillwater. To me, that was like, this is crazy.
So you haven't been to Stillwater before then?
I went in December.
Okay.
I planned a trip for my birthday to also just like kind of network, but I realized my birthday, unfortunately, is very close to Christmas, and so it was the winter break. But we got to see why I played the Wormy Dog. That was really cool. But I'm excited to be there while like OSU's in, you know, in school, and there's actually going to be people out and about more. And more lively, I guess. The more we see of it, I'm excited to see.
It's a vibe. I used to live there. I lived there for like a year, maybe a little over a year. I don't really remember, but yeah, I was there, and it was like around the era where like Reed Southall band was like still like really popping off, and like they were really hitting their stride, and guys like Austin Mead, I love him, and like them kind of guys.
Too,
yeah. Flatland, all them guys. So like it's, and if you do go, like you were saying, like if you do go when, you know, all the college kids are back in town, and like it is a lot more lively, and it will be a lot more fun. What's the bar that you're playing at down there?
The Dirty Rooster.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. I got you. So, I got you. I That's a like, good one.
it's kind of new, but I went, it looks like a really cool spot. I went in when I was there in December, and I was like, this seems like it would be fun, and I'm excited just to be there. And I became friends with a couple of like the local artists there. One guy named Gus Burns, which I think we became friends on Facebook, and just like sent him a message being like, hey, like I really want to try and play after you, like would you be down to do a show together? And now we get to finally do it. And then Eli Jordan of Very Money, who's based out of Tulsa. So I'm just really excited to not only just like play, but also just get to do it with my friends, which is really
cool. And when you are in town, and like I'd imagine when you are like playing there and everything, like you really do feel like the Red Dirt culture, and still like it is in the Red Dirt there. Like the culture is crazy. Yeah. And like being able to see like Josh Malloy, it was cool to see him fucking pop off from playing like the bars down there too. And now he's touring all over the place. And yeah, it's a cool place to be. You're going to love it.
It's really cool. Yeah. I mean, South Hall was what got me into Red Dirt. Like I remember it very vividly. Somebody showed me Gunshy,
the
version. And then I think the next song's like Tanner Usry and then Co. And then Austin Mead and all of it. And I just like fell in love with it, which led me to Turnpike. And then actually, like, you know, Cross Me and Ragweed with Alabama was the first song I heard from them. And it's just really cool to just see like just this, like where it all started.
Yep.
A buddy of mine like took me to the farm.
Mm-hmm. There. Oh, nice.
I think. And it was really cool to see that. And he's like, this is where it started. Like,
yeah, literally.
This little like shed garage thing where it all started. I was like, man, it's freezing because it's December. But this is really cool. Like, just seeing all of it. It was just phenomenal. And I'm just kind of like nervous about it. So it was cool.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's awesome. But Emily, before we get out of here, just let us know what you have coming up. You kind of hinted at a song, I believe you said you might have coming out. Like, what do you got coming?
Yeah, I've got a new single coming. It's called Run With The Devil. It'll be out, hopefully, planning, I think, for April, and I'm really excited. This song is, it's just a fun song. Like, the producer and I were just having so much fun recording it, and, you know, one of the first two songs I recorded, I was scared in the vocal booth, because I was like, I don't know if I can be too loud. I was just so nervous, so, and I wasn't even performing a lot when I recorded those, so I'm really excited, because I recorded, you know, I played like 3 to 5 shows a week now, and so being able to record, you know, just imagining a crowd in my head while I'm recording it compared to what I did, you know, 3 years ago, it's just really different. You know, it's another fun song, so I'm really excited.
That's awesome. But yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was just shows. Yeah. You know, my website's got my full schedule, and I'm going to be announcing my tour pretty soon. I've got a lot of shows, some shows in Pennsylvania and one in West Virginia coming up too, and also get to do those with my friends, which is just a lot of fun. And then Oklahoma and Iowa and hopefully some other places as well.
Yeah, that's exciting. Sounds like you got a good year coming up, and can't wait to watch it. But also, before we go, plugs, website, socials, like, where can people find you?
Yeah, website's emilywoodhall.com, and then Instagram and Facebook's Emily Woodhall Music, and TikTok and Twitter are EM Woodhall Music. So post a lot of videos, covers, originals, and where I'm playing as well. I post them all over.
So. Yep. You guys make sure to do that. Thanks again, Emily. You guys also check out Raise Rowdy. Rowdy Alternative. Google us. We'll show up. We're everywhere. So thanks, everyone, for listening. Thank you, Emily. And we'll see you guys next time.
Thanks, Rowdy. My boots look good on your bed. And I bet you can do some crazy things.